The House will come to order. Good morning, colleagues and guests. Please stand. Flag salute this morning will be led by Representative Sean Lindsay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The opening ceremony this morning will be presented by Representative Matt Wingard. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm sure he was surprised on Friday when I told him that I would be interested in doing this on Monday if we were still in session, and we are. Many years ago, my grandmother, who will turn 95 this year and is a devout Catholic, handed me a page out of her yearly daily prayer calendar. And I'm not sure even at this point, because it's been so many years, what it was that was going on that she thought that I would want to read this. But it connected with me at the time, and I've had it hanging on my refrigerator for many years. And I often will just randomly pass through the kitchen and notice again that it's there and stop and read it again. And I wanted to share it with you today. Make haste to help me, O Lord, the psalmist David prayed. Like him, we don't like to wait. We dislike the long lines at the supermarket checkout counters and the traffic jams downtown and around shopping malls. We hate to wait at the bank or at a restaurant. And then there are the harder waits. A childless couple waiting for a child, an addict waiting for deliverance, a spouse waiting for a kind and gentle word, a worried patient waiting for a diagnosis from a doctor. What we wait for, however, is far less important than what God is doing while we wait. In such times, he works in us to develop those hard-to-achieve spiritual virtues of meekness, kindness, and patience with others. F.B. Meyer said, "What a chapter might be written of God's delays. It is the mystery of the art of educating human spirits to the finest temper of which they are capable. What searchings of heart, what analyzing of motives, what testings of the Word of God, what uplifting of the soul. All these are associated with those weary days of waiting, which are nevertheless big with spiritual destiny." And this line, "Be still, my child, and know that I am God. Wait thou patiently. I know the path you trod. So falter not, not fear, nor think to run and hide. For I, thy hope and strength, am waiting by thy side." God stretches our patience to enlarge our soul. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. We appreciate you doing that this morning. Courtesies. Verification of a quorum. The clerk will open the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum.
Thank you.
Hey, appreciate that. Meekness, hold it. Meekness, kindness, and patience.
With others, patience with others.
Meekness, kindness, and patience. Representative Conger, He's here. And Jefferson Smith. Quorum is present. Colleagues, I want to take a moment this morning, and I made a note just to talk about decorum. And I have a few notes around it, and now I'm not going to use those, because I heard three words uttered in this morning's opening that I think might better apply. As we deal with one another on the floor today and in all days into the future, I suggest that, as was spoken this morning, we would use meekness, kindness, and patience. I thought that was very well said. So, while we're tired, while we're stressed, while we're under a great deal of pressure, please use those thoughts as you deal with one another every day on the floor. As we are colleagues and friends, we really have the duty to do so. I appreciate that. Messages from the governor.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the governor to inform you that he has approved and signed the following bills: House Bill 4011, 4013, 4015, 4035, 4039, 4043, 4046, 4047, 4050, 4057, 4072, 4092, 4128, 4141, 4146.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you the Senate has passed House Bills 4005, 4017, 4026, 4040, 4061, and 4131.
First readings, memorials, and resolutions. Standing committee reports, special committee reports, propositions and motions. Stand at ease for a moment. Representative Jefferson Smith, for what purpose are you in the queue?
With permission, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to return temporarily to the order of courtesies.
Representative, I do not need to return to courtesies. You may proceed.
Mr. Speaker, I request unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and former Representative R.P. Joe Smith be granted the privileges of the House and floor.
Representative Jefferson Smith requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and former Representative R.P. Joe Smith be granted the privileges of the House and floor. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Before I take a recess motion, are there any announcements? Representative Kenny Geyer.
Thank you, colleagues. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce three people here today. One is Robin Zimmerman. Robin, where are you? Thank you. This is a wonderful citizen who was involved in one of our bills this year that actually didn't make it through, but we're looking forward to working with him next year. Second is John Erland, who is on a spring break from Northeastern University and is working as a student intern with me for the day. John comes from my House District 46. And the last one is my son, Jordan Kenny Geyer, who flew back here from Boston, where he's working in a gap year with an AmeriCorps program. And he is here because he wanted to be here on the last day of the legislature. So please come over and welcome my son, Jordan, when you have an opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative, and welcome to each of your guests, especially a son. That's nice to have. That's great to have somebody with you on the floor. Further announcements? Colleagues, can we stand at ease for a moment, and may I ask Co-Speaker Roblin and our floor leaders to come forward? Representative Cameron, for what purpose are you in the queue?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, we will be going into a recess. House Republicans will go immediately to the caucus room.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcement? Seeing Representative Kotek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Democrats, we will not be caucusing, but please stay flexible. If anything comes up, we will let you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Representative Jensen, a recess motion until 4 p.m. today.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House stand in recess until 4 p.m. today, Tuesday, March 6, 2012.
Representative Jensen moves the House stand in recess until 4 p.m. March 5th, 2012. We stand in recess.